Live Updates: Trump Holds Louisiana Rally. By Tony Lee on November 14, 2019. President Donald Trump will hold a Thursday evening rally in Bossier City, Louisiana. A day after the House started its public impeachment hearings and 2 days before Saturday's gubernatorial runoff election between incumbent Democrat John Bel Edwards and Republican challenger Eddie Rispone. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 9:45 p.m., Trump concludes his rally after his standard closing. He says the first step to his 2020 win begins Saturday in Louisiana. 9:35 p.m., Trump, speaking about illegal immigration. Thanks the Border Patrol, ICE, and says his administration is getting them out by the thousands. 9:30 p.m., Trump says weak leaders sold you out and stole the crown jewels of your economy. Trump says he is fighting for workers and the American dream while past administration sold out the country to China. 9:25 p.m., Trump now speaks about record low unemployment and poverty numbers for African Americans. He says after years of painful stagnation and decline, real wages for low-income workers have gone up 9%. Trump says the far-left Democrats in Washington wants to abolish oil/natural gas. He mocks Beto and rips Democrats for wanting to raise your taxes. 9:16 p.m., Trump introduces Louisiana reps and senators. Senator Kennedy, RLA, thanks Trump for visiting the state again and says, "I stand before you tonight as a proud deplorable." Kennedy, after mocking cosmopolitan elites who eat avocado toast and drink goat's milk, says he believes everybody counts. 9:03 p.m., Trump says Edwards wants open borders, wants radical pro-abortion policies, and loves the fake news media. He accuses the incumbent governor of breaking a solemn vow when he pushed through the largest tax cut in the history of the state. He says Edwards lied to you and double-crossed you. Trump says Edwards cares about illegal aliens and not American citizens. He says under Edwards, Louisiana has the highest murder rate in the country. He now introduces Rispone, who says, "Louisiana, we are Trump country. We love President Trump and he loves Louisiana." 9:02 p.m., Trump says voters can send a tremendous message back to Washington and rebuke the socialists trying to sabotage our democracy and erase your cherished way of life in Louisiana. He says Edwards is a tool of Washington Democrats like Schumer, Pelosi, and Schiff. 8:58 p.m., Trump says 401ks will get cut in half if Democrats win. Trump says all of the far-left Democrats will call up Edwards if he wins the election. "You gotta get out and vote," Trump tells crowd as they chant "Eddie, Eddie." Trump continues, "You gotta give me a big win please, okay?" 8:52 p.m., Trump says Democrats don't care about African Americans and only care about them 2 months before the election. He now again rips Hunter Biden and his stupid fund. He blasts the fake news for not wanting to write about it. Trump says if Biden gets the nomination, we will have the lowest ratings in the history of debates because Joe is exhausted, tired. 8:51 p.m., Trump says evangelical leaders have told him the church has never been more energized because of what Democrats are trying to do to him with impeachment. Trump says Democrats are trying to overthrow the last election because they know they are not going to win. "The Democrats in Washington are trying to stop me because I'm fighting for you," Trump claims. 8:46 p.m., Trump rips Hunter Biden, mocks Schiff's little 10-inch neck. "He will not make the LSU football team, that I can tell you," Trump says. He says Schiff is a bad guy, a dishonest guy. Trump praises Republicans for sticking together and says the poll numbers say that the people of this country aren't buying it because we're going up and they're going down. Let's keep it going for a while. 8:46 p.m., Trump brags about taking down the Bush dynasty and the Clinton dynasty in the last election. He then adds the very crooked Obama group. 8:45 p.m., Trump says it's much more difficult to fight the fake news than Democrats. He calls them the partnership from hell. 8:40 p.m., Trump accuses radical leftists, Democrats, of ripping our country apart. He now goes on about the Russian hoax and the Mueller witch hunt and impeachment. He says Democrats and their deranged media partners are pushing the impeachment witch hunt. Trump says Democrats haven't done a thing since Pelosi became Speaker and their lies will be exposed just like the last time. Trump says their scheme is already unraveling. He mocks the never-Trumpers who testified yesterday. 8:38 p.m., Trump now speaking about rebuilding the military and mentions the B-52 bombers at Barksdale AFB. Our country is respected again, Trump says. With the awesome strength of the American warrior, we are defeating radical Islamic terrorism and the bloodthirsty savage known as al-Baghdadi is dead. Trump says America's enemies don't stand a chance against the power of the U.S. military. He says America is respected at the highest levels now. 8:30 p.m., Trump ready to take the stage. 7:50 p.m. 7:45 p.m., Trump returns to a state that is buzzing with excitement after LSU likely punched its ticket to the SEC title game last weekend with its victory in Tuscaloosa and quarterback Joe Burrow likely locked up his Heisman and may have jumped to the top of the draft board with his performance. Trump, the campaigner and candidate, fits the GOP base like head coach Ed Orgeron just fits LSU. That can't be said for many of the candidates he often campaigns for on the stump. Trump's rally is scheduled to start at 8 p.m. ET, but will likely a bit later. Just as the Thursday night football game between resurgent and surging Steelers and the Cleveland Browns kicks off.